From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag exporters winced hard last week when President Trump announced the U.S. will be hitting steel and aluminum imports from China and other countries with tariffs, elevating an already high level of concern that China will retaliate. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue stressed to House lawmakers recently that ag is always the first sector to be hit in trade retaliations. AgriPulse reports Trump expects to sign the order to slap a 25% tariff on all imports of steel and a 10% duty on aluminum imports. President Trump's infrastructure plan is designed to change the way roads and bridges are built and maintained across the U.S. by providing seed money to stimulate additional investment. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao tells AgWeb.com a key to the proposal is to empower decision-making at the state and local level, who know best the infrastructure needs of their communities. The plan would also aid projects for drinking and wastewater, energy, broadband, and veterans hospitals. The Senate confirmed Greg Dowd as the next chief agricultural negotiator for the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, bringing key new manpower to the agency as it renegotiates NAFTA and chases new free trade agreements in Asia. According to AgriPulse, Dowd has stressed that ag should not be harmed during the NAFTA talks. He has also said he doesn't want to wait to begin new talks that could lead to new markets. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.